Chapter 4. Pause. I went back to my mother's house. As I opened the front door, the lights were dimmed and I could hear the soft sound of a scratchy old gospel record playing in the living room. As I walked into the house, I started singing it to myself. I knew all the words but simply could not remember the name of the song. My mother walked into the room. "Why, hello, Ellie. I didn't hear you come in. Do you remember this song?" my mother asked as she scurried over to the record player to turn the music up. "I remember the lyrics, but I still can't remember what it's called," I said, continuing to hum the melody to myself. "It's I Will Move On Up a Little Higher by Mahalia Jackson. Your grandmother, Eleanor, sang it to you from the day you were born. Your eyes would light up. She was a great singer, never famous, but she touched everyone with her voice. That's why we named you Eleanor. Little did we know that you would sound just like her," my mother said. She sighed. "I still love this song." Slowly, the memories came back to me, parading around the house, belting out the song at the top of my lungs, and singing it at the school talent show, and for anyone who would listen. It seemed so long ago, but I could still remember the feeling of singing just to sing. Anytime, anywhere, without abandon. It made me think of Leo playing the piano. But I wasn't a kid anymore. The enthusiasm of a child was no longer enough to sustain a lifelong love of singing.